From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Yesterday's action by the Federal Reserve was sufficiently dramatic that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke took to the op-ed page of the Washington Post to explain what the Fed did and why it did it. The central bank will buy an additional $600 billion worth of long-term Treasury bonds. Economists call this quantitative easing. Critics call it printing money. And for more on how it's supposed to work, we're going to turn now to economist Larry Meyer, who is a former governor of the Federal Reserve System. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What's the intended scenario here? What should the $600 billion accomplish?
The first thing is it should lower long-term rates. Those are the rates that people pay on their mortgages, that firms pay when they issue corporate bonds, consumers pay on when they buy autos, etc. And in addition, when rates go down, typically equity prices go up and the dollar falls. All these things stimulate aggregate demand. When equities go up, consumers have more wealth, and that increases consumer spending. When the dollar depreciates, it's good for U.S. exports, and that stimulates demand. So that's the principle. We call that the transmission mechanism that this sets in motion.
But by keeping interest rates lower, making them lower, more money goes into the stock market, isn't there a risk there that you're creating an artificial increase in some stocks? In other words, a bubble.
We are very, very, very far from a bubble. This is the way monetary policy always works. When you want to stimulate the economy, you lower rates and you boost asset prices. Now, if we were close to a bubble, or we thought there was one emerging, we might have some second thoughts. But the question is this: what do you do when the unemployment rate is 9.5% and rising, when inflation is 1% and falling? This economy is in trouble. This economy needs more demand to put people to work. And this is the best tool that we have to do it.
But when you say that fiscal policy is out of the question, what you're saying is that a $600 billion stimulus spending bill or a $600 billion short-term tax cut, those are simply not politically feasible. They require Congress to act.
Absolutely.
And so the Fed is doing what the executive and the legislative branches can't do.
They're the only game in town. They can't do as much as Congress could do, but they are the only game in town. They'll have to do the best job they can.
Fed Chairman Bernanke wrote today in the Washington Post that the Fed's earlier use of this policy had little effect on the amount of currency in circulation, I'm quoting, nor did it result in higher inflation. But is it possible that the reason we didn't see those negative side effects from quantitative easing in the past is that we didn't do enough of it to really get the economy moving?
Well, that's a very good point, and certainly true. But I think you have to ask yourself this question: how could you be worried about inflation? The slack in the economy, we've never had so much slack for so long in the post-war period. Inflation is 1% and falling. We have a risk of deflation. And why could I possibly be worried about unacceptable inflation? The Fed is trying as hard as it can to get inflation from 1% to 2%. That's where it would like it to be. And it's having trouble doing that.
Larry Meyer, thanks a lot.
Oh, my pleasure.
Larry Meyer, economist, former Federal Reserve governor, spoke to us from his office in Washington, D.C. You can find the Federal Reserve statement about the new plan at our website. We've also translated the Fed's legendarily obscure prose into plain English.